Ann Worcester is a professional photographer and a barista in Duluth. She has dabbled in writing since she was a child, but recently fell in love with the spoken word, Ann Worcester.
Echoes. A warped wooden table, maple maybe, laden with dimples and divots from misaimed tools. Years of work, each blemish like a ring showing age in a tree trunk. The slip of the hand sends a hammer down. The stomach, a sinking feeling. A fear of your fingers as they may be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You've always been in the wrong place at the wrong time. The thwack of metal on wood echoes. But not now, no longer. The room is empty, echoing with soundless memories. The vivid nostalgia of childhood fading into less vivid reality. Dim lights, old tools wearing coats of dust like they're preparing for the winter that is loneliness. A crooked stool still resting in the corner. I run my hand over the surface. What used to be a soft, naive hand dwarfed by yours on the tall table, being guided to learn how to carve art out of nature. You used to tell me that this was one of the few ways humans can control nature, how they master the earth. That same hand is now alone, grazing the grain, hangnail-ridden and searching for purchase on the past. But years have degraded the room, the memories, and my hand. But nothing like they have you. The earth now echoes with you. You are one with the soil you inhabit. Nature now returns the favor you spent years perfecting. I visit this workshop. You are stronger here. Graveyards are too crowded.